You've tuned into a podcast with me, Anupama Chopra. I do hope you enjoy listening to this conversation.
When nobody wants to work with you, now you got to learn everything of your own. We have this audience, this fan base. Like, you know, sometimes fan doesn't know what they want. You got to tell them what they want, right? I remember my manager, he was, when he told promoters, they were stressing out. They're like, what do you mean? Like, he never been to a show.
AP and Shinda, welcome to Film Companion.
Thank you. It is
so exciting to have you on our channel. I'm also a little excited because I'm hoping my kids will think I'm cool, finally, after this. I have to start by asking that you've been very sort of famously reclusive.
Yes.
You've not spoken to the press, and I have to complain that I chased Kevin for many months and never heard back.
Oh my God.
I know he's right there. But now, you have a documentary coming out,
yes.
Right? How did you guys decide that this is the right time to do this? And was it challenging to figure out how much to let the cameras in? You know, kitna dikhana hai, kya nahi dikhana? How did you set those boundaries?
I feel like we kept it pretty real. We didn't really, like, it's not scripted at all. So it's like everything is just who we are. And, you know, and like we give them full access. And they didn't follow us for too long, but it's long enough time, thank God. Yeah. But it's just like we only took things out if it can actually, like, you know, hurt somebody's feelings or anything like that. But other than that, it's very organic, very real. It's just who we are. Like, I feel like fans, a lot of people out there, fans, like, they want to know. Like, they want to know me, they want to know my team, they want to know our story. And I feel like it's the best way to, you know, tell your story is just like put it in a series, you know. And like it's less about me, it's more about, like, you know, all of us. And it's very informative and, like, you know, so it just happened, not by chance, to be honest. Like, yeah. We didn't really decide that this is the time to put it out or mm-hmm. whatever, you know. Isn't like we left it for universe and
ho gaya.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah.
Shinda, you were also comfortable with the cameras?
Yeah. In the starting, you're like, kya musibat gal pad gayi, you know. But eventually you learn the they're following you, and you live yourselves. That's what they want.
Yeah.
They want you to live yourselves, and it's like a big interview without us giving bits in the middle. And you see, you don't listen a story, you just see a story going through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, you posted this lovely clip on Instagram.
Yes.
Of you singing It's the Night Before You Left India.
Yes.
To go to Canada.
Yes.
And in the caption you said that we're all trying to find our way in the world which doesn't understand us.
Yeah.
And which we don't understand.
Yeah.
But do you feel, AP, now that you've seen success and you've seen so many people connect with your music,
yes,
do you feel more understood?
Yes, and like, honestly, like, in somewhat way, yes. Yeah, I feel like there's a long way to go. We're just starting at this point. But I feel like, just as a community, I feel like there's a lot to understand. Just, mm-hmm, like, you know, I feel like, and that's why another reason for this series is like, the people of different age group will get to see, like, you know, not just us, but the process behind making music, or, you know, like this side, this vertical. So, and hopefully we'll understand each other better, mm-hmm, you know, because I remember when growing up, for example, my family, like, they didn't really care about, like, if anybody want to be an artist or anything like that. Like, you know, they're like, okay, you go to school, like, get good education, and then find a decent job, right? But I feel like sometimes you gotta do what you like, what's mm-hmm your passion, right? And it can't get better than this. Like, you know, you're making music for people. Like, you know, you're in their homes. They're living it with you, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a big part of their life. So
true.
I'm grateful for this. Yeah.
I want to talk a little bit about the process, mm-hmm. which you talked about. And of course, you were writing the songs. Mm-hmm. In the documentary, we see a little bit, you know, of how Brown Munde came together and in like, what, 3 or 4 hours? I mean, which sounds crazy, but is this how it normally happens? Does music just come to you? Like A.R. Rahman had once said to me that a song should come to you like the breeze moving the leaves of a tree. Mm-hmm. It should be effortless. But is that how it really works? What is a day in your lives like?
We have all felt, you know, even if you push for writing a song, sometimes you can't just write it. It has to come eventually, you know. And it's not a particular formula ki aise aise hoga. It's just how it becomes a song. That's the natural process of it.
Yeah.
And a lot of things come together and then you make something. Or it's something that you can't learn, you can't teach. It's just something naturally that comes. And when you're around good people who actually love making music, it's a bit simpler, but still it's a little bit easier.
Say, but I feel like there's no right or wrong way to do it.
Way to do it, yeah.
And anything and everything can inspire you. Mm-hmm. For example, when I wrote the track Ma Bell, and it was just like, I bought a ukulele and I never played it. And I was just like, yo, one day I was just sitting home. I was like, let me just learn 1-2 chords. Mm-hmm. And I just played those chords and that track happened, right? I just wrote it there and it happened. And I went to the studio, I recorded it, I played it, and then I sang and we put it out. I feel like it's just, there's no formula to it.
Yeah,
like, you know, and you can't force music.
And even about the timing thing, you know, certain tracks you can just write with a flash and make with a flash. And there's certain you'll just sit on months writing one verse and be waiting for the next one to come.
Or when or tiny.
No, yeah.
And sometimes you'll wait for the right beat to, you know, put that on and then you can work on it. And so just...
Achha, what do you guys do when it doesn't come? Like again, ARR had said that he prays. What do you guys do?
We patiently wait and hope it comes. And we don't push it. Majority of the times, but we usually throw in ideas. We can do this, we can do this.
You know.
Or might changing a composition might help, might changing a beat might
beat
help.
Can help. You know.
So it's kind of praying, patiently waiting just for the right ideas to fit in.
And we try not to force it.
Yeah, true.
That's what it is, right? But sometimes there's a lot of pressure too. Like, you know, your fans want like tracks, you know, like, oh, you did this series, you got to drop an EP with it.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, sometimes you gotta force it too, right? Like you gotta push yourself, oh, I gotta get back to like, you know, either write a track or go sing or record, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But we try not to force it, you know.
But you said somewhere that in that first year, when you first started making music, you said we failed every day.
Pretty much.
Right? You said we were creating music, but it wasn't the music we wanted to put out into the world. And we just kept going, but every day, we weren't happy. When that happens, how do you just keep going? How do you say to yourself, and 1 year is not a short time, right?
It was longer than a year, I would say.
Longer than a year,
And like...
So kya ho raha tha? You were just not liking what you were creating.
No, it's just like, again, like when nobody want to work with you, now you got to learn everything of your own.
Yeah.
And that process take time, right? And if you want to learn how to mix the track, master the track, and it's not just about like, a theory of it, you gotta train your ears too.
Yeah.
So I feel like just sitting in the studio, I spend like, even before meeting Shinda, like I was buying equipment, spending the time. But I feel like when you're focused towards something and the universe just starts sending you help in this way, like, you know, you start meeting different people because the universe want to make it happen for you, 100%. Right? So I feel like just, I don't know why I didn't give up.
Yeah. Like I've seen instances.
And like how I just sat on that $25 chair that I bought for that long. But I feel like there was a little bit of motivation. Like, you know, one of my friends, he was also immigrant. He was from Mumbai here. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, he helped me to build the studio a little bit. And sometimes you meet like some friends who come, you're making a beat. It was shit. But like at that time, they will come to you and they're like, oh, this is kind of cool because that's the best they know. Mm-hmm. You know, so I feel like those little things just is keep pushing, like, you know, pushing you to like, you know, I gotta make it happen.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, I've seen them, you know, you first trying to learn how to sing into a mic. That's a process in itself. You know, just
really?
Yeah, yeah, like, he's learning the technology on how to use a mic, and
everything.
They know how to sing, but it's totally different learning how to use new equipment you bought.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just.
But I have the skill that I can create and make with whatever I get. And
yeah.
That's what I apply on cooking or like in life in general. So I felt like I started to learn all these softwares and like mm-hmm. start buying these hardwares and equipment and experimenting with it.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a fun in a way too. Like, you know, you're instead of doing nothing, you're doing something. But yeah, when I feel like if you had a little bit more money, that would have been easier.
Yeah.
So now that you do,
mm-hmm.
right? Now that, I mean, your success is just incredible. You've gone from singing in that garage studio with
yeah.
the $25 chair to selling out arenas. I mean, it was amazing to me when I saw in the doc that you said that you'd never been to a show till you went to your own show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean,
that was,
yeah.
that's
yeah.
incredible, right?
I know.
And you've got like a billion streams. How has the success impacted on the creative process? You know, what has it enabled you to do now?
It's just like you just trying to, I feel like you like evolve more. Like, you know, so we're just experimenting with the different sounds, different
mm-hmm.
genre. You know, we want to give, like, since we have this audience, this fan base, like, you know, sometimes fan doesn't know what they want. You got to tell them what. Right, so it's like you just gotta create what you like and put it out there and hope for the best, right? So
true.
I feel like we learned a lot.
100%.
And if you even listen to my music, it's just like every track is kind of getting better in sound, but it's been a quite a journey to from never been to a show to going to your own show, and it
mm-hmm.
wasn't a small show, it was a big show.
True.
And yeah, I remember my manager, he was, when he told promoters, they were stressing out. They're like, what do you mean? Like, you never been to a show. So, and like, you know, and it's just, that's the story, right?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Has it changed your writing process in any way? Just having the success that you do, does it put more pressure on you?
Surely people, you know, people expect good music from you.
Yeah.
And then, you gotta live up to the expectations, but sometimes we like doing our own stuff too. We like making the music that we have learned, the things that we have learned as we grew up. And sometimes you try new genres, people might not catch up onto that as easily as you might have thought. But it's a process. Eventually people, you know, you give them the taste, let them live with it for a while, and you just learn every day what is going on and everything, and then you make that. Then you make music that people obviously like and they have shown love to. It's a mix of everything. It just changes your, you know.
To add on to that.
Aspect of the range you have in music. That's
mm.
that changes.
I feel like even like if you try a different genre, I feel like somebody will, you might inspire someone.
Yeah.
To, and then they will take that genre and make a whole career out of it. You know
mm.
what I'm saying? So I feel like there's always like some give and takes.
Right. So
yeah.
So do you find yourselves kind of balancing between what the fans want and what you want?
Yes. Yes. It's
true.
Sometimes it is challenging because like sometimes you want to just, you're in a different mood or you want to create something how you feel and like you want to write about like totally different than what like maybe your fans want. But
true.
Again, we're human beings, right? So, but we try our best to, you know, to keep the balance,
mm-hmm.
right? But we don't let, the thing that got us this far is like staying true to ourselves.
True.
You know, and like, so I feel like we just gotta keep that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like if fans want something, they will get it when it's right time. And
yeah.
and we're just trying to make good music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did the success impact on the dynamic within the group? Because success is also hard to
yeah.
handle.
Yeah.
Right?
It is.
And especially success, which is so big and so steep, so sudden, right?
Yeah.
Did it impact on the dynamic within the group? I mean, you are front and center, but there are other people.
I feel like we're grateful for this opportunity that we have given or we got. So regardless, like, who's at the front or not, it's just like we're doing something that we love and we didn't left anybody behind. You know, even my shows or my first tour, or my second tour, or my third tour, we brought everybody with us who we started with. But again, everyone is human being and they want to also experiment with their own sound. Like Shinda want to write tracks that maybe he's feeling like writing, you know, and I can't go there and force him, just be like, you do this. You know, sometimes I feel like writing a track and I do. So it's just like we all doing and managing it pretty good, I feel like. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it can be overwhelming as well.
Yes, yeah.
You know, the sound that you have created and the music that you make is, of course, very unique. It's such a mix of hip-hop and Punjabi and pop and various other influences. But I think you guys have largely stayed away from the sort of the guns, the glorification of violence, the kind of stuff that we see a lot in other Punjabi music.
Yeah.
Was that a conscious decision?
Like, I think we just wasn't a conscious decision, let's just say. Like, we do have tracks that we like, you know, we talk about all sort of things, right? We just talk about reality. Sometimes, like, you know, if you ask an artist to portray a painting, it doesn't have to be always just the real image, right? You're like, you're in your artistic zone, right? So I feel like, and then the things we talk about in the music and even the other artists who talk about it, it's like, in a reality, a lot of stuff happened, right? But us, maybe the families we came from, or maybe the group we're around, or like the type of the music we want to make, we just, you know, it just didn't fit with us that much, you know? Mm-hmm. But also we want to, because music is such a huge part of everyone's life, we want to give like positive energy and like, you know, keep it positive, right? So, yeah.
And you think about that. Are you conscious of the messaging you're putting out into the world?
Yes. Most of the time. Let's just say, not always. Most of the time. You know?
Yeah.
But not always.
You know, one of the things that struck me as I was watching the doc was just the camaraderie between all of you, right? There's you can really see the friendship. You can see the kind of way you've become a family for each other and the way you support each other. But here's my question. Apart from your grandmom, there are no women in the frame. Why?
It's just like we want to keep our personal life. Again, like a lot comes with it, like good and bad. At least we try our best to keep our personal life away from this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like we're public enough for, like, you know, just...
There's some things you don't want to talk about?
No, not even that. It's just in general, like, you know, I think we have a right to keep our personal life.
Yeah,
private,
of course you do.
Right? Yeah.
Of course you do. Yeah. I was just like, yaar, aurte kahan?
I will try to include them more. But in my videos, we have...
You do? You do? Yeah. Which I have to say has created a whole other sensation with you, your latest song. And there's a lot of chatter about what is happening in that song and if you're in a relationship or not. Abi, are you now comfortable with that kind of conversation? Because you signed up for it. You're a celebrity. You're a massive pop star, right?
Yeah.
Or does it bother you that people are... you know, speculating and saying all this stuff?
That was another reason of doing this documentary, because everybody's like, you know, again, like they just have image of you, what they've seen on social media.
Yeah.
They don't know you on like what kind of human you are, right? So, but it comes with it again, right? So I hope that when my fans watch this or anybody who watches it, they will know me more than music. Right. So, but yeah, if that answers your question.
It doesn't, but it's okay. You know, you have so many fans from Bollywood, right? Your Ranveer comes to your concert, so does Alia, so do a whole bunch of people. Is that an ambition? is the Hindi film industry something you want to be a part of?
Honestly, we love what we do, you know, and it's just we appreciate the support and we want to support them too. And it's just we're friends, to mm-hmm. be honest, instead of like, you know, not every relationship has to be like what I want from the person or like, you know, where I want to go. I feel like I just have genuine friends in that industry. And they just come to support me.
Sure, but would you like to someday score for a Hindi film?
Maybe, you know, if it's right time, and we might do it, you know.
So nice.
Yeah, I'm open to it, but it's just like when it's the right time to do it, right? Mm-hmm. I've been asked to do tracks for so many movies, or. You know, give my tracks for the movies. I just don't want to do it just to do it, right? If it feels right, if it fits, if that's something we want, we will do it, yeah. Yeah.
But it hasn't yet.
Yes, because I had to say a lot of no's.
I'm sure everyone wanted Brown Monday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Henna?
Lot of tracks, not just Brown Monday, I think.
Yeah.
And everyone, a lot of people wanted new tracks as well. But you know, when it's right time, I'm not against anything, you know. Mm-hmm. It's just when it's right time, we'll do it. Yeah,
you know, around 6-7 years ago,
yes,
my first interview with Diljit Dosanjh, right?
And
he said to me ki, you know, the flavor and music ka fame changes so quickly. He says har 6 mahine log aisi baatein karte the, are wo kitna hit hota tha.
Yeah.
You know, like every 6 months that changes.
Yeah.
And he said it's so pressurizing. Do you guys take that load? Do you think about it now that you're so famous? I mean, is there that part of fame where then you just become like, I don't want to lose this? Hanna?
My goal is to not be on social media in 5-6 years.
Really?
So
why?
It's just a toxic space. I don't think so. We're worried about, or like we think about that a lot. But even as an artist, either me, him, or like my whole group, right? We don't put ourselves in a box. So we've been changing the trends, you know, and we've been setting up the new ones. So I feel like we're always experimenting with our sound, mm-hmm. and that's just, I feel like, will keep fans happy or like, you know, people happy. But there is, if you say yes, there's a lot of pressure to like always, you know, you have to like push more. You gotta try to come up with something more, like something different and like, you know, something better than last. So, yeah.
But it's a good problem to have.
It is a good problem to have, you know. But I'm glad, I'm happy, and I'm grateful for this opportunity that I got, you know. Regardless, say we all created it, or we got, or like, you know. But we're happy to be here, and we like what we do, you know. Just it's amazing that how it brings people together. Like, I can't express the feeling when you go to arena or show, like when you see like that many people together singing, like, you know, and the music has so much power. So that's why when even like we're writing a track, it's like you gotta keep in mind that like, what are you trying to push, you know, and like what's the goal behind it. But you cannot always think like that, mm-hmm. right? But like here and there, you gotta keep that.
You're gonna be a responsible role model.
Yeah, like, you know, yeah. But also you gotta
keep it lively.
Keep it lively too, right? Yeah.
It's an interesting problem to have.
Sure.
Thank you so much. And we also love what you do. So just keep at it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to the Film Companion podcast. Stay tuned for more reviews, interviews, and all that's hot and happening in pop culture and entertainment.